Welcome to the Impossible Network Weekly Digest. You can find all the links to what we're discussing in the show notes. We're going to start with last week's guest, professional jazz musician and mathematician Marcus G. Miller. Marcus was born and raised in Jersey from a sax-playing accountant father and a schizophrenia-suffering mother. He graduated Harvard to become a hedge fund trader before giving it up to follow his passion. Marcus is a genuine polymath and is exploring the structural similarities between math and music to enable creative problem solvers to unlock their imagination and to jam on the world's toughest challenges. It's a great episode of intellectual curiosity and expansive imagination from Marcus G. Miller. I hope you enjoy. Next up, podcast we love. Big Questions with Carl Fussman has been one of our weekly listens since Tim Ferriss persuaded him to start one. We just caught up with some recent episodes and loved the interview with Muhammad Ali's daughter, Hannah, 3 years after Ali's passing. She talks about her dad and the book she's just written called At Home with Muhammad Ali. The conversation opens a window into how life was like in the moments when the cameras weren't around and into his unique capacity to connect with the world. What a giant of a man. Next up, we found this online. As we increasingly seek control of our privacy rights online, China just introduced a new rule requiring face scans to customers signing up for new mobile plans. It came into effect on Sunday 1st of December, amid widespread adoption of facial recognition technology across the country. If you haven't heard about it, this policy is part of a broader push by the Chinese government to limit people's ability to stay anonymous online and is increasing people's fears that biometric data could be compromised. Is this the state of things to come? Recommended to us. We've not seen it yet, but we've been told that if you're in London, a must-see theatre experience is a stage adaptation of Elena Ferrante's The Neapolitan novels into a two-part play, My Beautiful Friend. 5 action-packed hours is now on at the National Theatre. If you can get tickets, we highly recommend it. Movie of the week, Diego Maradona. Love him or loathe him, the Diego Maradona documentary is mesmerising as it tells a story of this celebrated and controversial player as he arrives in Naples in 1984 for a world record fee. It recounts the miracles he performed on the field and includes 500 hours of never-before-seen footage from Maradona's personal archives and decades-old footage and interviews from historians and journalists. It's wonderful storytelling. On to Mulling on This. We found this article in Fast Company asking the question, is digital distraction as bad as we think? Well, we all know the pitfalls and the potential mental health effects of too much screen time, but this piece acknowledges the downsides but also focuses on the upsides of connectivity and the value in seeking that ever-elusive balance. Okay, the tools we're using. We just installed Google Duo, Google's latest attempt to wrestle share of our time and attention from Apple's FaceTime and Facebook's WhatsApp. The value of it is it allows simple video calls between iPhones and Android. Pretty useful. And like WhatsApp, it offers end-to-end encryption and is delivered in a simple user interface. So far, we quite like it. Maybe give it a go. And finally, social impact. You might miss this, but a few months ago, AS Roma, the football team from Rome, decided not only to announce new signings, but also to do so alongside missing children. The idea was from their head of strategy, Paul Rogers, that grew out of his love for the story of 90s rock band Soul Asylum, whose video for their hit song Runaway Train also featured missing children. Paul explains that Rome had built up quite a sizable social media presence, and going into the summer transfer window, he suggested that they had an opportunity to do something more meaningful. Of the 100-plus missing child cases announced, 5 children have been found and rescued. Wonderful vision from the social media team at AS Roma. Okay, that's all for now. See you next time. Just go to iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or whatever podcast player you listen to subscribe and rate. And if you like the show, please give us a 5-star rating, as it helps more people discover us. If you want to learn more or have someone you'd like us to interview, just visit us at theimpossiblenetwork.com or DM us on Instagram at @theimpossiblenetwork. For now, be curious, be creative, and be open to serendipity. See you next time.